Blog Talk Radio.
My God is real. He is real in my soul. My God is real. He has washed and made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real, He's real in my soul. My God is real, I can feel He made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. There are some things that I may not know. There are some places that I just can't go. But one thing for sure, my God is real. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real, He's real in my soul. My God is real, He has washed and made me whole. And His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul.
Praise the Lord, everyone. This is the Macedonian Call Around the Globe. This is Sister Green and Brother Green here, and we've got Rachel, praise God. And you'll have to forgive us and bear with us here through coughing, and we've got those summer colds are hard to get rid of, but we know with God all things are possible, and He is able to do all things. Praise the Lord. We believe, and we know He'll do exactly that. Praise God. We want to open up the broadcast with prayer, and let's do that now.
Heavenly Father, we come to You, Father, tonight. We ask You, Lord, to move for the people, Father, that are listening to this broadcast, God, that are out there, Lord, that are having trouble. We ask, God, You move for them, Father. We ask, God, that You give us the words of eternal life. Lord Jesus, let us spread this good news of the gospel, Lord, into all the world. Father, let Your anointing be upon it, Heavenly Father, tonight. Let Your will be done in our lives, in the lives of the people. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, we're asking these things, Lord. Jesus.
Thank You, Lord. We live in the state of Ohio, and that is Sinus Valley, I think they say, or a bunch of allergies, and boy, will we feel them. We want to thank the Lord for a good trip down to Tennessee and Madisonville, Tennessee, with Brother and Sister Yearwood and Brother Timothy Dockery. We had a wonderful time, and I celebrated my 52nd birthday, and we had just a great time in the mountains, Tellico, Tennessee, praise the Lord, at Bald River Falls, and we just want to thank Brother and Sister Yearwood and Brother Timothy for such a wonderful time. And I tell you, the Bible told us if we show ourselves to be friendly, we'd have friends, and thank God, not only are they our friends, but they're our family too, And we just thank the good Lord for them. We're going to have Rachel. She's going to come in. She's going to get out of singing tonight because she got back from South Dakota and on a mission trip, and she come back with a cold, so she's not able to sing, so she's going to read her scripture, praise God. And here's Rachel. Psalm 18:2. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. Praise God. Amen. That's right. So I tell you, it's good to know the word, the King James Version Bible. we're talking about tonight. We're talking about episode number 167. Have you fallen upon that stone? Praise the Lord. And that's taken from Luke 20 and 18. We want you to call in by calling in at 1-646-787-8615. Again, it's 1-646-787-8615. You can call in, give your testimony. You could give a prayer request. We've got a lot of prayer requests coming in over Facebook. If this is your first time listening to the Macedonian Call, it's a blog talk radio. It's by internet, but you use your telephone, you dial in the number I just gave you, and you can surely talk. We'll open up your mic and you can talk to the world. It's not just United States, but it's all over. And we thank the Yearwoods for showing us how to do this. Brother Timothy has spent a lot of time showing us how to operate this, and we learned a little more each time we go. Each time we all get together, we learn just a little more, praise God. And so we were able to look in to see insights of how many people are listening and which countries are listening. And I can tell you there's a lot. And I'm not on that page right now. Our internet is lagging again. And I know it's our internet because not only is it messing up with the laptop, but it's also messing up with our telephones, the internet is. So I know it's being far out in the country where we're at. Our service isn't the best, but we're going to go on anyhow, praise God, and we're just going to go on. And with the broadcast, it goes for 1 hour. It's every Monday night at 9 o'clock. And I see we have a caller here. I'm going to have him come in and introduce themselves, and we want them to obey God. And that's 423-545. Come in and just obey the Lord.
Praise the Lord there, Joanne. This is Evangelist Lloyd and Betty Yearwood down here in Madisonville, Tennessee, reaching the world for Christ. We come on every Tuesday night from 6 until 8, so everybody's invited to tune in and listen to us. So if you want to go ahead and sing a song or play a song, well, go ahead and do it there, then we'll come back and obey the Lord.
Okay, praise the Lord. We'll do that, Brother Yearwood, and I'm so glad to hear you guys on here. We're missing you guys terribly already. this song here, if the internet's going to let us do this, it's by Kevin Spencer Family. I heard about that. I heard about a stone is the name of it. So hope it blesses you. Praise God.
Oh, I heard about a stone that was hewed out of a mountain, Lord. I heard about a stone that came rolling down from Babylon. I heard about a stone that was hewed out of a mountain, Lord, and tore down the kingdoms of this world. I'm searching for that stone that was hewed out of a mountain, Lord. I'm searching for that stone that came rolling down from Babylon. I'm searching for that stone that was hewed out of a mountain, Lord, and tore down the kingdoms of this world. Oh, Lord, Lord, oh, Daniel saw that was hewed out of a mountain, Lord. Oh, Daniel saw that stone that came rolling down from Babylon. Oh, Daniel saw that stone that was hewed out of a mountain, Lord, and tore down the kingdoms of this world. Thank you.
Thank God for that stone that came rolling down out of heaven. Praise the Lord, tearing down kingdoms of this world. And we know that stone, and his name is Jesus. And we just thank God for all that he has done for us. And we're going to have Brother Yearwood come in and just obey God, Brother Yearwood. And looking forward to hearing you and Brother Green tonight. And we just want y'all to obey God.
Praise the Lord. We appreciate that opportunity there, Sister Green. Thank God. You know, I was just thinking about that song there that Brother Kevin was singing there. That stone that was shoot out of the mountain, that was Jesus Christ, you know. Thank God I found him. And, you know, I tell you, because people don't know what they're missing that's rejecting him. They're missing life, eternity, by missing and by rejecting Jesus. You know what? We're going to start here in the 20th chapter, going back up to verse 17. I'm going to let Betty read it for me. We're going to try to obey God here for a few minutes.
And he beheld them and said, "What is this then that is written? The stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner."
Praise God. You know, I was just thinking, I was telling Betty there just a little while ago, we were studying over this and looking over it, you know. They're still rejecting that cornerstone. They're still rejecting Jesus Christ, this day that we live in. You know, people, you can start trying to talk to them about getting salvation, and they start making all kinds of excuses. You know, our middle son come in our home here the other day, and I tried to tell him about the Lord, and he started just trying to every way in the world, saying, "Well, I'll get right one of these days," you know. But I'm going to tell you, we better get right today while we got that chance. We better find that cornerstone and quit rejecting it. There's too many today is rejecting that cornerstone. And, you know, I thank God that cornerstone, I fell on it one day and it fell on me. I'm going to let Betty read it there before I get ahead of myself.
"Whosoever shall fall upon that stone shall be broken, but on whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder."
Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, thank God. You know, I was just thinking, you know, whenever you're out there and you've been rejecting that stone, but whenever you finally figure it out that's what you need, that stone, when it falls on you, it's going to grind you up. You're going to be like powder because it's going to turn your life around. It's going to make a new creature out of you. If you've not been made new, you've never been touched by that stone. Hallelujah. But I'm so thankful that one day that I found it and I fell upon it and I let him fall upon me, and praise God. He crushed my heart. He changed my life. Paul made the statement over there, "Behold, all old things passed away, and I become a new creature in Christ Jesus." I thank God that day everything changed in my life. That one moment it changed. Praise God. I thank God that I was able to hear his voice, and when I heard it, I answered it. And I'm telling you today, this world out here, the Lord is speaking to their hearts. He's trying to get them to turn and come to him, but they need to quit rejecting that cornerstone of the builders. Hallelujah. They took and they rejected it, and today they're still rejecting it. 2,000 years ago, they started rejecting him, but today they can turn to him. Hallelujah. and invite him to come into their life, and they can be changed in a moment, a twinkle of an eye, that whenever that time comes. But if they don't, they're going to hear him say, depart from me, because you denied me. I wouldn't receive me when I was calling up on you to repent, when I was calling up on you to give giving you a chance to turn your life over to me. You kept saying no, 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 but the time will come. He's coming ready or not after each and every one of us, and we better find that cornerstone. We better start building up on it and start walking after it. Praise God, let him be the leader of our lives, and we'll let Betty read again. Hallelujah.
And the chief priests and the scribes the same hour sought to lay hands on him, and they feared the people, for they perceived that he had spoken this parable against them. And they watched him and sent forth spies which should avenge themselves just men, that they might take hold of his words, and so they might deliver him unto the power and authority of the governor.
Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, I thank God right there, that verse that said, and they watched him and sent forth spies which should avenge themselves just men, that they might take hold of his words. You know, today that's what we need to do, is get a hold of Jesus' words, and we get a hold of it, praise God. We're going to be changed, because he's going to give us power to become the sons of God. And we cannot be in this world and be of Jesus and be this world. Praise God, we got to come out from amongst this world. We got to live a separate life from it. And we take a hold of his words and apply his words to our hearts, into our souls and our spirits, we're going to be changed. Hallelujah. I thank God that I don't have to lay down at night and worry if I don't wake up in the morning where I'm going to spend eternity, because I done know that. Hallelujah. I made plans for that many years ago, and I'm still holding on. You know, praise God, that salvation is still good. It's still a victory up on people's lives today. I feel the peace that passes all understanding, because I called upon his name. Hallelujah. I received this cornerstone. Praise God, I'm telling you today, people needs to find out where they stand and what they're doing, and the walk of life that they're walking in. They need to know, praise God, that they can take a hold of this word that Jesus has sent forth across this land. It's not his will that any should perish, but all of us come to repentance. It's his will that we all be on the streets of gold, be in that new mansion that he's going to repair for us. He said, there where I am, there you may be also. I'm so thankful to know, praise God, that he's looking for us to come in and be with him. He said, if you sup with me, my Father will sup with you. Hallelujah. I'm paraphrasing that word right there. Praise God, if we'll go into Jesus, hallelujah, and he will come into us, and our lives will be changed. Oh, praise God. If it's not been, my friend, you've never been to the altar, unto the heart of God. You've got to go all the way. You can't just go part of the way. I think a lot of times there's people, they'll go just a little bit, and they will drop out. They never really got anything if they got a hold of the power of God. The Bible sees that we will walk with him, hallelujah, and we can talk to him at all times, any time, day or night. Praise God. I was thinking the other day, I had a preacher friend to call me, and he told me, he said, I've been trying to get a hold of you all day. That was the day we were up in the mountains. I didn't have no phone service, but I told him whenever he did get a hold of me, I said, brother, you might call me and you don't get a hold of me, but you call up on Jesus. He's always there. He's always on the main line. Hallelujah. He's always got it opened up for you. Praise God. I thank God tonight that we can go to him day or night, anytime, anywhere, and he's always there to hear us. Praise God. I thank God tonight for this cornerstone. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm going to let Betty read again.
And they asked him, saying, Master, we know that thou sayest and teachest rightly, neither acceptest thou the person of any, but teachest the way of God truly.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Teach us the way of God truly. You know, praise God, we'll get in this word, and we study this word, we'll know the true, undefiled way to go. We'll know how that we can walk up with him. We know how that we can talk with him. And we know exactly what he expects out of us. If we will get into this word, we'll take a hold of this word and hold on to it. My friend, this is a time and the hour that people need to receive that cornerstone, praise God. And I tell you what, that cornerstone, his name is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. He's the only begotten Son of God. And God sent him down here on this earth up through a Virgin Mary that we could be saved, that we could walk up like him. He was a man without sin, but yet he became sin for me and you. He took our every sin that we'd ever do upon his back and was nailed to the cross with it, all except the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost. And it's not forgiven in this world, neither the world to come. But praise God, I tell you, as long as we have a desire to follow Jesus, hallelujah, you're not going to blaspheme. The devil will tell you that you've done blasphemed. There's no use. There ain't no use you calling up on the Lord because the Lord's not going to save you. You've done too much. You went too far. But I'm telling you, praise God today. The devil's a liar and a father of it. And he's always been a liar. But all we've got to do is just receive the word of God. If we receive that word, hallelujah, into our heart and into our spirit, we'll be able, hallelujah, to walk on the streets of gold. Jesus said, I've gone to prepare a place for you, and where I am, there you may be also. He's gone tonight. He left over 2,000 years ago, working on a mansion, just special for you, my friend. He's got your name on it, if you're able and willing to accept it. If you don't, you keep rejecting him, your destination is going to be a lake of fire, and it's going to be down there where the devil's at, where the flame never is quenched, and the fire never goes out. My friend, the worm died not. That's where that you'll end up at. You'll be tormented day and night forever and ever with the devil and the fallen angels that he deceived whenever he was in heaven, whenever he told God that he was going to take over, he's going to put his throne up over God. But God showed him, hallelujah, that he didn't do that. He was cursed and casted out into this land today, my friend. And I tell you, I'm not going there. I'm going with Jesus. I'm going to follow him. I'm going to walk on the streets of gold. Praise God. Hallelujah. I thank God for this broadcast here tonight. I thank God for this subject. And I think you might have another verse or two here. Okay, praise God. Hallelujah. I guess that'll be all. Sister Green, appreciate you giving us the opportunity to obey the Lord and thank God for you. And I'll back off and let you have it. We'll be on the side listening.
Thank you, Pastor. That was wonderful preaching, Brother Yearwood. You're telling the truth there. And we are living in that day where we still have time. If you can hear Brother Yearwood right now, you still have time that you could call on him. But I wouldn't wait, not one more second. I would call upon him now. And you're not promised tomorrow. And if you were to die in your sleep tonight, where would you wake up? Would you be lifting up your eyes in hell, or would you be lifting up your eyes in heaven? Praise God. So that was good word, Brother Yearwood. Do you, Sister Betty, have any prayer request?
Yeah, I think he got the prayer request.
Yeah, just remember my brother Kim. I talked to him the other day, and he says he's going home tomorrow. I'm not really sure that he is, but he told me that he was, and if he is, he really needs God to move for him because he still can't walk, and he has other problems, and he needs to be saved. And I got a sister that's 80 years old that her blood pressure has really been going to the bottom, and she's been really down and sick this past week. So remember her name's Margaret. And remember all the prayer requests that we turned in on Tuesday. God knows all of them.
Amen. You all remember our youth pastor, Brother Rob Merrill. Remember his dad really needs a touch in his body, needs a healing, and most of all, praying for salvation. And just remember that. Praise God. And remember Pastor John Rice, his son, Brother Jonathan Rice, that God would continue to move on him and heal his body. Thank the Lord he is saved, and he's doing a great work for the Lord there where he goes to church in Springfield. And remember, they just had a little baby, Brother Rice's new granddaughter, and her name is Sophie. So they have three little children all together, Brother Jonathan and Sister Caitlin. So just keep them on your prayer list. And God has already been moving greatly, and we just thank God that he is continuing to heal Jonathan. And remember him, especially remember him on Thursday. God knows all about it. It's more procedure he's going to go through, and God knows. And we just want the Lord to move in a special way for them. And Sister Kathy, Brother John Rice, they're just really good pastors. We thank the Lord for them. So I've got a lot of prayer requests here. My brother Green is getting ready. We're going to go to that right now. And like I said, my internet is just a little slowed down here, but that's okay. We'll put these out here anyway. Excuse me. Pray for me and pray for Brother Green. Sister Darlene, she's a pastor, Darlene Brashear. She wants us to pray. She has a kidney stone. Also, Jacqueline Sam's special and spoken request. James Barnes says unsaved loved ones. Maria Sinner says pray for us and all her lost children. Goldie Green says unspoken request. Annette Newton says me and her and her family. Sister Francine Hall, there's another one with cancer. Please pray for her. They said it's all over her stomach, and she needs a miracle from God. And, you know, she believes, and she's trusting in the Lord, and she is wanting her miracle. And we're going to just stand right with her and believe in it. God's going to heal her completely to do a work here on earth. Praise God. The Montgomery, they're asking for they have an unspoken request. Also, Sister Sarah Littrell said unspoken request. Sister Faye Harness says remember her and her babies. Sister Diane Edwards says remember her brother-in-law and her sister and both sides of her family. Sister Denise Shiflett said remember her girls and all the kids at church camp this week, growth in faith and safety. Sister Linda Williams says pray for her and her lost loved ones, also the Roberts family. And Sister Darla Ortman says a friend of hers has cervical cancer. She's not doing well. Pray for her healing. Teresa Ledford said, pray for her mom. There's suspicious lumps that were found. Bill Toll, he said, pray for direction that the Lord, that the way the Lord would want him to go. Peggy Holland says, pray for her household to be saved. Sister Alice Fisher says she has two unspoken requests. Sister Shirley Keaton said, just found out her nephew is in a hospital with kidney failure. We need to pray for him. Terry Pollitt says, unspoken request. Jacqueline Stacy said she's going to start searching for a new job. Pray for her. Sister Shirley Keaton also says she has two unspoken requests. Sister Patricia Isaac said, say a prayer for her. Brother Patrick Cramblett says that Jesus would heal the vertigo once and for all. And Daniel Day says, for peace, pray for peace. Janine Warrick, she's an aunt, my aunt. She needs prayer. She said God knows all about it. Sister Patty Hansen says, please pray for her husband's mom. She has bladder cancer, another with cancer. So we need to pray for strength and healing in Sister Patty's body. She said Mikey needs a healing and a touch. Oh, and a pray for their church as well. Sister Kathy Mackey says that she needs prayer for herself. She's in a lot of pain in her legs. Sister Heather Oney said unspoken request and God would heal her grandma's husband, Bill. Sister Tanya Green said pray for her son. Sister Deborah Walton says pray for her health, her daughter, and her husband. And she's also letting us know that she's also praying over all these requests as well. Sister Betty Yearwood, she just turned in her prayer requests. Let's remember those. Her brother Kim, her older sister Margaret, blood pressure keeps going down. So remember Evangelist Freedom. He needs prayer. He needs God to provide the money that he can have transportation to a church conference. Stephanie Dawn, Sister Stephanie said to unspoken, and Sister Judy Jones says pray for her family. Sister Kathy Marlowe says to pray for her family. I've got a request sent to me by Brother Mike Bledsoe concerning Patty McCracken. She said she's asking all her family and friends to pray hard for her daughter Tanya. She needs a touch from the Lord. It's the only thing that can help her. She needs a touch from God. Just remember that. Remember that daughter of Sister Patty McCracken. So God knows all about it. Praise the Lord. And many other requests are coming in. Some come in private, and we just ask that you remember all the unspoken requests that we get privately. We won't disclose those, but God sees everything. He knows everything. So we want to take this all to prayer. Pray for Brother John Samples. Pray for Brother and Sister Miles. And pray for Brother Sam Brandon. Pray for Brother Eddie Bolton. I'm trying to think of all the ones that come on the blog talk or the radio with Brother and Sister Yearwood. God knows all who they are. Sister Rochelle, remember her. Just remember all the people that have been part of the ministry, and they've always been encouraged, and we just want to uplift them, and we want to take them before God, and let's just go to prayer. Praise God.
Sister Joanne?
Yes, sir.
Sister Joanne?
Yes.
I've got one more prayer request. His name is Hugh Robertson. He's the radio announcer of WDH radio station here in Sweetwater, Tennessee. He's been on there for 50 years. He's got colon cancer. They've done surgery on him. He stayed in the hospital for about 2 to 3 weeks, and I found out he got out today and went home, but he's really been having a hard go with it, so he needs a prayer.
Yes, amen. We sure will, Brother Yearwood. We'll remember that. Remember Brother Billy Keeler. that comes on the broadcast too with a brother Yearwood and sister Yearwood. So let's take all these to prayer. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord. God, we come to you, Father, now.
I'm in agreement right now, Father. Lord, your word tells us, God, to let every request be made known unto you. And, Father, that's what we've done tonight, God. Let every request be known unto you. Lord, we ask, God, that you will move upon them, God. Lord, that you will touch them. Whatever the need is, God, it don't matter, Father. We know that you have all power in heaven and earth. Lord, that you heal them that's sick and afflicted, and God, them that's lost. God, we know that you're able, God, to deal with them. Father, deal with them and save their soul, God, before they die, Lord, before it's everlasting too late. God, raise them up, Lord Jesus, with the power of the Holy Ghost. And Father, we give you the praise and the glory and the honor for it all. And Lord, we ask you, God, to bless the remainder of this radio broadcast. Lord, just God, bless Brother Spencer Green, God. In Jesus' holy name. Praise. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God, that you've reached down to Father, in the name of Jesus, God.
Father, Lord, we're so glad of your brother Tim, God. All your mothers, Father, Lord, we touch God, save your kids, God, in Jesus' name. Lord, we give the praise and the glory and the honor, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
The word of God, the word of God, we claim victory over the spirit of thieves, God. We claim the blessing of Abraham, Father. Oh, God, upon these people and upon our loved ones, Father, we pray. Oh, God, grace be multiplied upon them, Father God. And oh, Jesus, Lord, we put these requests before you, God. And we know, God, that you're able, God, Lord. And oh, God, we pray for all the requests, all the people, God, that have been mentioned here tonight, Father. Lord, we know many of these people, we ask, God, and Lord, that you touch them with their bodies and minds and hearts, God. And Lord, you move with their circumstances, Heavenly Father, God, that you dispatch your born angels to fight them. Lord, the battle's for them, Father, tonight, God, intervene for them, Father, to raise a standard again. And the works and wiles of the devil, Lord Jesus, and we feed these in the name of Jesus, break them strongholds and them yokes in their lives, Father, we pray. Lord, in Jesus' name, your will be done on earth, God. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, God. We're going to play one more song. It's not very long, but it goes right with the subject, and then we're going to have Brother Green come in and just obey the Lord. Praise God.
Dottie Rambo teaming up to sing Dottie's great song, I Go to the Rock.
Where do I go? Well, there's no one else to turn to. Who can I talk to? When nobody wants to listen, who do I lean on? When there's no foundation to live on, I go to the rock. I know he's able.
I'm What do we do?
Praise God. I like that song. I didn't know. We didn't listen to it before we played it. It was Dottie Rambo and another lady. I'm not sure who she was now, but I done clicked off of it. But anyway, there's another version of it that it's more, they're serious. But anyway, we're going to stop right there and we're going to let Brother Green obey God. Jesus said that, told Peter, said, upon this rock I'll build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Praise God. And we know that rock wasn't Peter, but that rock is Jesus Christ. So we're going to have Brother Green come in and obey the Lord. Praise God. Pray for him. He's got that coughing going on as well. So here's Brother Green.
Praise God. Good to be on the broadcast tonight. I thank God for Brother Yearwood obeying God there. And I was thinking about some things that he said. And one of the things was that you can either be under the blessing or you can be under the curse. And I'll tell you, if you don't get under the blessing of God, then the curse is going to come. And you're going to be on the outside one day looking in. Praise God. And so I'm glad tonight that I have got myself on the right side of the stone, praise God. I've run to that stone, which is higher than I. I have put my trust in him, and I've depended on him for my salvation. And I believe if I continue in this good way, then I know that one day, when it's all said and done and things are all done and wound up and winded up and the last message has been preached and last altar call has been made and people have had their opportunity to get in, well, then the saints is going to shine one day. Praise God. We're going to come back with the Lord in glory. Praise God. And he's going to set up his kingdom. And this kingdom will be an everlasting kingdom. Praise God. It'll be for a 1,000-year reign on earth, and then it'll just go into eternity. Praise the Lord. And it'll be an everlasting kingdom. Praise God. And Luke chapter 20, and I want to go back over this just a little bit here. The Bible tells us a certain man in verse 9 of chapter 20 planted a vineyard and led it forth to husbandmen and went into a far country for a long time. And at the season, he sent a servant to the husbandmen that they should give him of the fruit of the vineyard. But the husbandmen beat him and sent him away empty. And again, he sent another servant, and they beat him also and treated him shamefully and sent him away empty. And again, he sent a third, and they wounded him also and cast him out. Then said the Lord of the vineyard, what shall I do? He asked the question, what shall I do? And he answered his own question. He said, I will send my beloved son. It may be they will reverence him when they see him. But when the husbandmen saw him, they reasoned among themselves, saying, this is the heir. Come, let us kill him that the inheritance may be ours. So they cast him out of the vineyard and killed him. What therefore shall the Lord of the vineyard do unto them? He shall come and destroy these husbandmen and shall give the vineyard to others. And when they heard it, they said, God forbid. And he beheld them and said, What is this then that is written? The stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner. Whosoever shall fall upon that stone shall be broken, but on whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder. And then we
see immediately following that scripture 18, I'll go into verse 19, and the chief priests and the scribes the same hour sought to lay hands on him, and they feared the people, for they perceived that he had spoken this parable against them. And so they knew that he was talking about them. They knew that he was telling them that God had sent and put them over this vineyard. God had put them in charge, and God had made them overseers in this work of God. And then they rejected the men of God when they came. They rejected them, praise God. And at the season, he sent a servant to the husbandman. That was the one that was in charge, that they should give him of the fruit of the vineyard. But the husbandman beat him and sent him away empty. And I thought, you know, the people that came and had the message, they rejected it. They rejected the prophets. They rejected Christ when he came. He was the stone that the builders rejected. And I thought, you know, it said here, he sent another servant and they beat him also and entreated him shamefully and sent him away empty. And again, he sent a third and they wounded him also and cast him out. Then the Lord of the vineyard, praise God, then said the Lord of the vineyard, what shall I do? I will send my beloved son. So he sent Christ down here. He sent John the Baptist before Christ ever came. John began to preach, there's one coming after me, mightier than I. And he was getting Israel ready for the coming of Christ and for them to repent of their sins and to be baptized in the River Jordan, confessing their sins. In other words, they confessed that they had went away from God, but they was coming back to God, and therefore they were baptized. And John said, there's a coming one after me, and he's coming, and he's mightier than I, and he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. He said, I baptize with water, but there's coming another one. And this was the one that the builders rejected. And they watched him, like Brother Yearwood said a little earlier. They tried to catch him at his words. They tried to take hold on his words. And they, you know, we want to get a hold of his word today. We want it written upon our heart and upon our mind and in our spirit. But they wanted to get hold of the word, his word, and they wanted to twist it. And they wanted to make him look like that he was not the builder. He was not the stone. He was not that stone hewn out of the mountain, you know. Daniel saw that dream there. Praise God. Nebuchadnezzar had the dream, and he called all the wise men in to interpret him and try to tell him his dream, and no one could tell him the dream. And he called on Daniel. Daniel said, don't be too hasty to kill all the wise men because I can get a hold of God. I can go to God. And I can get this interpretation of the dream. And he gave the king Nebuchadnezzar the interpretation as God gave it to him. And he saw that great statue that was the head of gold and then of silver and brass on down. It went on down to the feet of iron and part of clay. And then he saw that there was a stone hewn out of the mountain that tore down the kingdoms of this world. Praise God. It destroyed the kingdoms that had ruled the world up until the time that Christ comes back. There's kingdoms in the world today, and they are in charge. Praise God. There's many different nations that we see today on the maps, praise God, around the world. And some of them are causing trouble for men and women, praise God, and they're against the peace that God wants this world to have. But one day the peacemaker will come, and his name is Jesus, praise God. He is the builder that they rejected, praise God. He's the one that they threw out of the vineyard. He's the one that they killed. They said, this is the heir Let us kill him and seize the vineyard. And so that's what they done. They took him out and they put him, killed him, and they crucified him between two thieves. And they put him in a borrowed tomb, and they rolled a stone across the door and sealed it, praise God. But, you know, they had only temporarily thought they had won the battle because Jesus came out of that tomb on the third day. He arose, praise God, and came out of there. And I wonder what they thought when that happened, praise God. I wonder what the leaders thought, because they thought they'd have done away with Jesus. And he was crucified and nailed on a tree, praise God, and hang on a tree that the curse could be taken off of us, praise God, and that we could have way back to God, because he was the supreme sacrifice for all men. And he said, I'll build my church. I think Joanna said something about it, that I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. You know, he sent his servants, and they treated him shamefully. One place here it said, and they killed some of them and stoned them, and they put them out of the vineyard. But, you know, one day Jesus came and told them what was going to happen. And I tell you, he's telling us today what's going to happen. He's telling us in the Word of God, in this New Testament that we have today, it was sealed with the blood of Jesus. He is that stone that was hewn out of the mountain to tear down the kingdoms of this world. And one day he will come again, like Brother Yearwood said, that he's going to prepare a place for us. But he's coming back to earth, praise God. He's coming back to set up his kingdom, and his kingdom will be an everlasting kingdom that shall never pass away. You know, the devil's out to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus has come to give us life. He's come to set us free. I tell you, that stone can destroy cancer in your life. It can destroy diseases that have come upon you. That stone which the builders rejected. Tonight, if you can get a hold of that stone, and his name is Jesus. And I'll tell you what, if you fall upon that stone, praise God, begin to call upon him and begin to call upon him in sincerity and in truth, and begin to repent of all your sins and put away the things that's a hindering your walk with God, and put away in the name. As we bind and rebuke the devil's works over the people that are out there in radio land, those that have called in, Lord God, send your deliverance. God, send your power and your anointing into their homes, into their houses, Lord, into their bedrooms and the places where they are tonight, God. Oh, God, send the rain of heaven upon your garden tonight, Father God, that the wind of the Holy Ghost blow upon that beautiful garden of God tonight, Father. Oh, Lord, send deliverance, we pray, tonight. In the name of Jesus, let your will be done on earth, God. Oh, I tell you, there's a stone that the builders rejected, but you don't have to reject him tonight. You can fall in love with this beautiful stone, praise God. You know, we read in the Bible how that there's going to be a beautiful city made of gold, and it's going to have precious stones in the building, praise God. Praise God. And he also says that his people are lively stones in the building. One day they said, look at that beautiful building. And he said, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. You see, they rejected the stone, and the stone that came down from heaven, they rejected it. And so God rejected them, and the Romans came in and destroyed their temple, and it was destroyed completely. There was not left one stone upon another, and they melted the gold and took the instruments and destroyed it after that they had crucified Christ on that cross. It was about 70, I think 30, somewhere, I forget how many years the Romans came in 70 A.D., and they came in and they destroyed that temple, and they desecrated it, and they defiled the temple of God, that temple that the Jews had used for many, many years, and had sacrificed in that temple, and had shed the blood of bulls and of goats, and the lambs that they would take in, and the many different offerings. But one day they turned around and they crucified Christ, and they shed the blood of the true temple of God, the one that was the chief cornerstone, and they pierced him in the side, and they took him down from that tree and put him in that barred tomb, and they rolled a big stone across the door, but that stone could not hold him. Praise God, because he was greater than the temple. Praise God, he was greater than all the sacrifices that they could sacrifice and come up with. Even though they did it according to the law of Moses, it still could not take away sin. The Apostle Paul said that it was not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats could take away sin. But we see today that they're over there in them countries, and over there in the Middle East, they're running down these lambs and buying these sacrifices, and they're shedding the blood even after the blood of Jesus has already been shed at Calvary 2,000 years ago. And we see that they're trying to rebuild the temple, and they're going to set up their own sacrifices, and they're going to try to go back under the law. But the Bible tells us that the law could never save you. The law was a shadow of good things to come, and it could never make them perfect that did those sacrifices. There's only one place you can find perfection, and that is in the Lamb of God. That is in the stone that the builders rejected. Praise God. He's a rock in a weary land. Rachel read this scripture here in Psalms 18. The Lord is my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Praise God. And that's a good place to go off here tonight. Praise God. We got 2 minutes, Joanna just told me. And I tell you what, tonight, if you've got a problem tonight, you just keep calling on Jesus. You just keep knocking on heaven's door. And you do it in the name of Jesus, because he is the way, the truth, and the life. And no man can come to the Father but by him. Praise God. He told Philip there one day, he said, if you've seen me, you have seen the Father. Praise God. He said, I am come in my Father's name. Praise God. He came to reveal his Father to this world, and he went about healing sick and blind and halt and maimed, and he did every kind of a miracle that could be imagined. And he said, the works that I do shall you do also, and greater works than these shall you do. I go unto my Father. So he went back to the Father, and he said, whatsoever you ask in my name, I will do it. And he will do it, and it's according to our faith, so be it done unto us. And we need to get in the Word of God, and we need to get faith so that we can get a hold on that stone that the builders rejected, so we can get in close contact with God. Praise God. And I guess our time is up. Praise God. I want to thank everybody for listening in and coming on tonight. And I tell you, I believe God's going to do some things for people tonight out there. And if you're not saved, just call on Jesus, and he will save you. And I'll just say good night, everybody. We love y'all.
Good night, John.
Good night.
Good night. We love you guys.
Love you guys. Good night.